Today's daf Maseches Eruvin daf Dalet. We're only three daf into the Masechta, and I'm sure some people might be thinking to themselves, how am I going to navigate this new world of Hilchos Eruvin? How am I going to make it to the end? Know that you're not alone, but the effort in this Masechta has a tradition of special investment. Invest in this Masechta for a great return. The Sfarim speak out based on Chazal's understanding of the Navi. Mashiach will either arrive on Ananei Shemaya, they'll either arrive on clouds from Shemaim if we merit for Zocha, and if we are in Zocha, Mashiach will arrive Ka'ani Havarochev al Chamor, like a poor beggar riding on a donkey. The Zohar brings that the word Ani is a reference to when the Jewish people properly learn the three most challenging Masechtas of Shas, Ayin for Erevin, Nun for Nida, and Yud for Yavamos. We can bring the Geula, learning this Masechta. We haven't accomplished it yet, but now we have the opportunity in front of us. Don't have Yeush, don't give up. Every line and page in this Masechta is a special investment in bringing Mashiach, now to our daf. The Gemara continues in Amud Aleph with a discussion about measurements in the base of Mikdash. And once on the topic of measurements, we have a teaching from Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi Barashim Rav that the laws of Shiurim, Chita, Saora, all the laws we learn out for the different Malachos and for different areas and eating in Yom Kippur and so on, those are all learned from Halacha Moshe Misinai. Chatzitza as well, the laws of Chatzitza, prohibited separations between a person's body and mikvah, and mechitzas. Mechitzas, of course, the partitions which are the topic of our mesechtas. These are all Halacha Moshe Misinai, says Reb Chiya, which means that they have no explicit psukim that teach about these halachos, but they were taught to Moshe orally directly along with the Torah Shebichsav. So the third concept relevant to our mesechtas mentioned is mechitzas, partitions. This is a machlokes, Rebbe versus Rebbe Meir, whether we can lean on the Aron HaKodesh as an explicit source for the measurement of 10 amos. So even according to Rebbe Meir, we don't need Halach L'Moshe Misinai to teach me mechitzas. We need Halach L'Moshe Misinai to teach three concepts which we're going to encounter again here in Erevin. Those are concept of good, Dofen Akuma, and Lavud. And the first two we'll come back to another day, but let's return to Lavud, which we discussed a little bit back on Shabbos Kuf Aleph. Lavud means joining. The principle is that two solid surfaces are joined if they are separated by a gap of less than three tvachim. So let's demonstrate how this principle is applied in Hilchos Erevin. In the city of Pressburg, which was the city where the Chasam Sofer was the Rav, the Gentiles at the time were taking down the Eruv, which enabled people to carry in the streets on Shabbos. So the Chasam Sofer decided, instead of having the way the Eruv was constructed, there's they had poles in the ground. On top of the poles, they had wires going from pole to pole, and those went all around the area where the Jewish community was, enabling people to carry. The problem was, these people were coming, and they were taking the poles away. So what the Chasam Sofer said is, instead of having the poles going up from the ground 6 feet, attaching the wires on top from pole to pole, have the poles start above the reach of people, above the wall, 10 tvachim, which is the minimum height, so you have the surface of the roof, and then shooting above that is a pole that takes you up 10 tvachim, attach your wire, take it over to the next pole on the next roof. Now you create the Tzuras of Pesach, and that creates the Eruv. So later on, the Chazon Ish noted that now way people won't be out of people's reach, and people won't mess with the Eruv. Later on, the Chazon Ish, who lived after the Chasam Sofer, is analyzing this, said this is not a good solution, because the poles ideally should be touching the ground. This is a sugya of a mechitza tluya, and that was what the Chasam Sofer was relying on, which we actually also discussed there in Shabbos, and it comes up again in Erev and Pei Vav, and we'll come back to it, what the Chasam Sofer relied on later on in the Masechta. But here, Chazon Ish says the poles really should be touching the ground, and here even Lavud wouldn't be acceptable, and the Stipler says this as well. Lavud wouldn't be acceptable, which means the pole is reaching not directly to the ground, but within three tvachim of the ground. And why is that? We have a principle of Lavud. We have Halach L'Moshe Misinai. So this explains the Chazon Ish. We're going to learn on Daf Yud Aleph that a Pesach, when you're creating an opening, creating a doorway, creating that space with the two poles and the top beam or the top wire, if it's poorly constructed, it's not acceptable. So how would a construction company do this? So within three tvachim would not be acceptable. So knowing how and when to utilize a halachic principle, such as Lavud, will unlock many scenarios that we will encounter, Be'ezras Hashem.